In this segment of our regatta interviews, I had the pleasure of speaking with five-time C1 Pro winner Terry Kent.
Terry, it's good to have you back to the Clinton this year. Why weren't you here last year?
I was working for a canoe and kayak company as a sales director, and I was on the road a lot, and it just was getting to be a burden to try and train every day while traveling long distances, and I needed a break.
Well, for many years you lived in Lake Placid, and I hear now you moved to Ithaca.
That's right. My company had a little bit of trouble, and they downsized, and I was lucky enough to get a job with Cornell University, and I'm just absolutely loving that.
What are you doing for Cornell?
I'm a fundraiser. I work in their development office, and I get to meet with our alumni, and our alumni are just absolutely wonderful.
Let's talk about the race. You have won the C1 Pro race the most of anybody 5 times. Why do you prefer the one man?
It could be my ongoing diet struggle. I weigh a lot, and I'd rather have my weight in an 18.5-foot solo canoe than with another person in an 18.5-foot tandem canoe.
What's it like paddling by yourself?
I love it. I get into a rhythm. The reason I enjoy it is that you just kind of lose yourself in it. And then being on the Susquehanna is just it's such a beautiful river, especially the upper stretches of it, that I really enjoy it.
I've heard from local paddlers that you've been coming down practicing with them.
And that's been a lot of fun. Up in Lake Placid, you can feel like you're the only canoeist on the planet. And you come down to Wells Bridge where those guys all meet up, and suddenly you got a lot of friends who do the same thing that you do.
Have you ever raced the Clinton with a partner?
Oh, yeah. My brother and I won the amateur division back in, 1981, 82, I can't remember. And the first 5 times I did it, I did it when I was 13 years old, was with the guy who I was working for, Bill Swift, Swift Canoe and Kayak, when we were best friends growing up, and he got me involved in canoe racing.
That was my next question. How did you start canoe racing?
Well, Bill and I were best friends. His dad ran a canoe outfitters and up in Canada. He wanted to get his son into racing. Bill grabbed me as a partner, and his dad, who's just a wonderful guy, would take us to races all over upstate New York in the spring.
Back in 2008, you became a 700 Mile Club member with your 10th finish. How did that feel?
You finish any race you finish at the General Clinton, you feel about the same. You feel exhausted and beat up, but it was a lot of fun. I'd always had that in my mind that I wanted to reach that goal.
What about 20?
I think I'm taking it step by step here. My goal this year is I really haven't raced in a couple of years. I haven't trained particularly hard. And my goal now is just to get back into shape and feel good while I'm out there.
What do you like about the General Clinton? What keeps you coming back to this race?
I used to hate it when I was a kid. We'd go out and race it, and it was just brutal and long, and it would take me about 6 months to forget how painful it was before I'd sign up for it again. And now, I don't know why, I enjoy that race typically from start to finish, and I really can't explain it. The water is wonderful. It's fun to have the attention that the locals give the race, and they cheer you on, and you get to paddle by a lot of other people out there in the water at the same time. It's a wonderful day.
I hear from a lot of racers that the paddling community is a real tight-knit community.
Yeah, that's true.
You've made a lot of friends from all over the country?
Well, the embarrassing part of it is as I'm getting older, my memory is getting poorer, and I've been racing with these guys since I was 13 years old, and I'm 47 now, and so I struggle to remember when exactly they started racing, how old was I, but I've known these folks for a long, long time, and they're wonderful people. They're as kind as can be, it's a great group to be associated with.
Are you doing any other races?
The main reason I got back into it this year is John Newman, who has Grass River Boatworks, for who I race, is helping to organize the Canton Canoe Classic up in Canton, New York. And it's the 50th anniversary of that race. And I kind of wanted to support him. I'm one of the guys that really, races his boat. And I wanted to make sure he was represented there at his big race.
Will you be doing any others outside of the Clinton?
After that, I'll tell you what. After the Clinton, my body needs a big break, and I'll be taking a big wait and see and look around before I decide what I'm going to be doing next. I also am a kayak racer, And I kind of had it in the back of my mind that I might start doing a little kayak racing in the summer.
Terry, it's always a pleasure talking with you, and good luck this year. Potentially a sixth win as a C1 Pro, and we are happy that you're back at the Clinton.
Well, thanks so much for giving me a call, and I'm happy about getting back, and I'm looking forward to it.
Five-time C1 Pro winner Terry Kent. Terry can be seen racing in canoe S2 today. For Regatta 2011, I'm Craig Stevens.